It's tabletop time!
That's very loud. I'm Dave, and I am the narrator of this here role-playing campaign, which is called Reboot. You know that because you're watching episode 7. Mm-hmm. You know who else is watching episode 7? The person who rolled the next highest number who's watching it live.
And I'm Rob, and I play Sebastian, Bespoke, who's recently been rescued from kidnapping, captivity, torture, and is on the mend and on a warpath.
And I'm Jen, and I play Eve, and I'm currently taking submissions for Australia's Got Talent, as was per last episode, I believe. I could be wrong, could be two episodes ago, but either way, submissions are still open.
And I'm Jazza, and I'm playing Pro or Prodigy, and I've just escaped from being someone who captures people and puts them into captivity and torture and all that sort of thing. So, you know, Seb and I are somewhat, you know, we can relate on some level, at least. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Dave, the narrator of Reboot.exe. And across from me is...
Rob.
Did I just call you in?
No, I was just going to see how long it would take to screw with your minds by doing that. That was just me being a dickhead.
Okay. I'm just confused and sad now.
Yeah!
That's how you know Reboot's back.
I made you all confused and sad.
But sorry for the couple of weeks break, everyone. Just life is interrupted. But you know what? That is going to, like you said in our post, that's going to happen now and then.
Yeah.
It's going to be little life interruptions.
But we're back,
it's
baby.
It's nice to be back.
And you know what else is nice that it's back?
The soundtrack?
No, Wicked Ones and Undead Awakening, the role-playing games on Kickstarter.
We're sponsor! Wow. Yay! Huge thank you to Wicked Ones for sponsoring this video.
Wicked Ones and Undead Awakening. Well, have you ever wondered what it would be like to play as the villains in a role-playing game like Dungeons & Dragons? Well, wonder no longer. Wicked Ones is a role-playing supplement allowing you to play a whole bunch of monstrous baddies, like dragons.
That was really well-timed music. Yeah.
Mind flayers.
Go yes. on.
All I'm these sorts interested. Of things. As you build up a dungeon, fill it with horrible traps, and lure in adventurers. But not only that, go out, raid, pillage, gather what you need to be able to do this. You can have your adventure with game systems built around the larrikin nonsense that usually keeps DMs away from running evil parties. It's literally designed to reward shenanigans, love goblins that. Punching each other, all that built in. And also, it's the launch of Undead Awakening, which is a brand new supplement that allows you to play as hordes of horrible zombies or other creatures in multiple settings, including like 80s malls for any of those sorts of zombie encounters.
You really wish you'd be the this horde. Video is brought to you by your childhood and teenage dreams.
Pretty much.
So go check it out. We're getting an incredibly high quality offset print run of Wicked Ones and Undead Awakening into your hands. The Kickstarter is live until August 31st. Go check it out for the offset print run.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but I really like a good physical book, and this one is a good one. A 6x9-inch hardcover, scratch-resistant, with UV spot coating. It has sewn binding, so it's pretty durable. Printed end sheets and a ribbon bookmark with red or green. And it's got some premium-grade ink with full-colour pages.
But if you're anything like me and leave your books at home, I might prefer the digital copy, which comes with well-bookmarked PDF. Looks great on phones and tablets. It's informative, intuitive character rules and reference sheets, and hundreds of useful digital assets like dungeon icons, tokens, and maps.
These are super cool because it lets you use those things on like VTT. So that not only can you have your PDF, but you've got like tokens and stuff to put into Roll20 and other things like that, yes. Which is super cool.
Yes.
Look, if you guys have been enjoying Reboot, you're going to enjoy Wicked Ones because we dabble on the dark side, let's face it. And if you're up to episode 7 of Reboot, chances are you're into a little bit of the grid.
Go check out their Kickstarter now. The link's in the description. And it's not just the books. There's loads of tiers. There's custom dice. There's also maps. There's an awesome map pack which has beautiful linen maps, or what's on a linen paper that allows you to look at your dungeons and build your settings and all that. It's very cool.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Very cool, tactile for gamers and for gaming. Go check it out. Wicked Ones, links in the description, and a huge thank you to them for sponsoring this episode.
Woo!
Yeah! Yay.
And break out! Woo!
That's how I fry my turkey!
All right.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Recap time. That was very dramatic. It's going to be hard to out drama that. Or is it?
No, because we are all theatre kids.
So last episode might take a little bit of memory jigging because it was 3 weeks ago. We went to the big city.
You did.
We met with, not Isaac.
Isaac.
We
not met Isaac. Isaac. And Uriel.
Yep.
Uriel. And Rude. And there were some revelations. I don't want to say because I don't want to tell you, like, in the recap things that you may not have picked up and, like, tell you that. Yeah. So you guys are going to have to recap it together.
I brought back the portrait of Isaac to show Isaac, except now he's in the slums and it feels a bit wrong.
Never. He'd never be in the slums.
No, okay. I'll take that back.
He'd be like, can you guys pressure wash this street before I walk down it?
All right. Do you want to do the honours? You probably should, as far as what's relevant for starting up the next episode.
No, you guys tell me what happened.
I can, Jen.
Yeah,
you recap. This is the person who takes the notes.
No, I know what happened, but what I'm worried about is a few things happened that were like suggestions of what happened, and I don't want to say what happened, then you're like, oh, that happened, when you maybe didn't pick up on it.
Okay.
So you know, maybe meant to.
So we made our way to the city gate, and we were stopped by some policemen.
Tin cans.
Some tin cans, yes, that Seb pretty much disposed of pretty quickly.
That is offensive.
Mm-hmm. And then we have our meeting. And I lose my vision in the meeting. What the heck? And you lose control of your cybernetic eye.
Yeah.
Isaac pitches the idea for Songbird, a big spectacle that result in her not remembering but causing trauma. Pro pitches back the idea that Songbird must keep her memories. So we had the big talk and you guys advocating for Songbird.
And you won. You won your roles and you actually convinced... You were never going to convince him to completely not tamper at all, but you've basically guaranteed the minimum amount of tampering, provided he sticks to his word, the minimum tampering that you would expect. And that kind of tampering is just like remove trauma. Maybe make slightly more pliable in terms of being intrigued by XYZ, but not major personality changes.
Isaac also mentions his son Uriel being an experiment in the AI he has been developing. Uriel seems normal and healthy on the outside, but I detect bruises on the side of his neck. And that's where we ended.
And you ended just as you left the threshold of the city, realizing that Sebastian has been cut off from his parents' money and he now has commerce level 0.
That's right.
He has commerce level probably 3 in the slums because Ugly is providing him with slum bucks. But in the city and with anything requiring his juicy purse...
That sounds like something you make microtransactions with.
Slum bucks?
Yeah.
So good.
I love the idea. Yeah. In my head, slum bucks is always a wad. It's like sort of some African currency that's so hyperinflated you have to pay with like a wad.
Yeah.
And always has like burger grease on it. Yeah. For some reason, slum bucks just...
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
80%
you.
80% of it has been in, you know...
A burger.
Yeah.
Literally, they use it when you leave meat after cooking it and you pat it with paper towel or something to get the oil off. They do slum bucks.
They're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Every buck guaranteed to have meat juice on it.
Love it. Okay. So we make our way back to the slums.
You do. And that's where we're going to pick up. We're actually going to pick up with you crossing into the no man's land. And
the area between the Ven and the
city. Area between the Ven and the city. Back over the crossing that you were intending to go to, which is, of course, past the Palace Pub. As you walk back, I'll give you a brief opportunity, which you can just shake your head at me if you don't want to say anything between your characters, just to shake off some rust for 3 weeks before we get into anything that's going to have consequence.
Yeah, let's do a little roleplay moment, shall we?
Cool.
Just making our way down the street.
In front of you, you can see the Palace Bar Pub looming as you round the corner and head further down the blocks towards the little canal island that the palace sits upon.
So how do you both feel after a meeting like that?
Dirty.
Yeah.
Incapacitated?
vulnerable for sure.
All your faculties have returned, of course, by the way. I should gather that. Not all of yours.
Yeah, sorry.
He was on it before I even said anything.
Your limbs are still in the current state that they were in, but your vision and everything returned as soon as you left the top floor of that building.
It's uncanny how quick they can take something away from you.
I sort of like catch myself shiftily glancing at Seb.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rub it in.
I don't think it was them that took most of me away anyway.
So, does losing your parents' wallet affect much?
Oh, that remains to be seen. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll work it out. We're resourceful.
Yeah. Some tells me this is the quiet before the storm. It's gonna get stormy.
And as...
I just repeated myself.
As you...
I says, is there a storm in the air?
As Pro says that something tells me this is going to be the quiet before the storm, you'll hear a crack, like a firecracker, and your eyes are drawn towards the horizon. And it was the end of the day, so the sun is sort of setting down. And in the distance past the Palace Club, you see sort of a haze of what looks like smoke towards the slums. And another couple of these sort of firecracker sounds in the distance echoing down empty streets of derelict buildings. And you can actually see the red flash of things like lightning lighting up clouds, but it's an amber flash in a low cloud at slum height. Looks like, you'd guess, small explosions or high caliber gunfire.
Interesting.
There's as you draw closer, you become aware of just a large amount of sort of background noise of just complete discord, like crazy, just the sound of like shouting and yelling and chaos, but it's distant, so it's like echoing down and you're just hearing like peaks of voice and a general loud level of chaos.
Am I getting slum vibes or core vibes?
Is this unusual?
You haven't directly experienced it firsthand recently. And as you draw closer towards the Palace Pub, you get the feeling that this is one of those riots that you've been hearing about.
Well, do we try and get through without participating, or we're just gonna have to strong arm? Wait a second.
don't do it.
Is there a detour? Is there another way to go completely? Can they go through it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're not entirely sure because you haven't even got to the Palace Pub yet.
Yeah. All right.
So,
perception check.
Sure. Go for it. To see what in particular? What are you checking for?
Gauge. I'm looking for paths through because I know where we're trying to get.
There's one. And the one path is through the Palace Pub. So basically, there's a canal, a large, once a narrow canal, which is now quite a wide river thanks to sea level rising. And in the middle of it, there's like a little rise where the Palace Pub is. And there's canals on either side and bridges that get lowered to cross onto the Palace Pub. And this is the only crossing that you're aware of unless you want to swim through the water, which you can definitely do.
Can I ask a question about your cybermancy powers? Can you just destroy things or can you take control of like security cameras?
I can pretty much only destroy things.
Only destroy them, okay.
He could learn how to do the other stuff.
Okay.
You could learn how to do the other stuff.
No, I was just wondering.
All right. There's only one way through here. Let's take it slow.
Understood.
I'll go in the front. I think there's no other way, really.
I'm pushing Seb.
He's too squishy and... Seb's been squished.
Thanks.
And you reach the canal, the first canal, and shortly after a few nods, someone who's sort of absent-mindedly lowers down a bridge and you cross over towards the palace. And you can see on the top floor of the palace at the balcony, there's like a half dozen people leaning with drinks onto the edge of the balcony, looking in the direction of the slums. And from where you are, you can see these very clingy, low-hanging, misty clouds with these flashes happening in them, clinging to the bottom. And I'll get you all to make a general knowledge check.
Challenge level.
I'll say 3.
Got 2.
I also got 2.
4.
Cool. So, Seb, your eyesight's just come back, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. I did give that to you. So, Seb, you have seen this before through your studies, and you spent months in the slum seeing everything, and you kind of know just from TV reports, blah, 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 that this is a non-naturally formed cloud made up of smoke grenades, tear gas canisters, all that kind of riot suppression equipment that police enforce. And that's why it's this like low-hanging dark cloud with flashes going in it and shouts and screams. And now that you're louder, you can hear definite like peaks of screams and shouts and gunshots.
And that's the only way we have to go.
You're currently cloud. Sitting... Yeah, so the cloud kind of, you can see that the canal bridge drops down on the other side of the palace. There's like one city block and then it sort of disappears into mist and flashes. And you know that the police border is not too much further on from where the cloud is.
Okay. Do you say anything?
I'm pretty sure everyone can see the smoke.
But you have some context as to... the police involved.
The fog is low today.
No. Okay. All right, make a way forward until there's some immediate signs of
so
danger.
So you reach the edge of the palace and a young guy looks down and is like, you sure you want to go in?
We got to get through somehow.
I say, not looking at him.
Yeah, well, I mean, gestures of the pub. Why not with a beer in hand? May as well wait till it blows over, right?
I look at Eve and Seb. I mean, it's got a point.
I agree.
So be it.
All right. That's so cool. You head in?
Yep.
Is this part of... This is in between the city and the venue, so they'll this take is, our money?
Yeah, or? They'll take some bucks.
Yeah, great.
This is a very strange place.
Great.
Yeah, as I discussed last session when you passed here... You're all almost certain that the only reason this place operates is because there's clearly money going into dirty hands. Like, otherwise the police would have shut it down. Like, yeah, this is a known slum crossing both ways.
Cool.
And yet it's still enforced like a police checkpoint. Mm. So there's a clear understanding that, like, certain people obviously have arrangements that allow this place to function, but not just anyone can come here usually.
Yep.
Unless they're city folk, which come back and forth.
Great.
So you go up. Have a drink. It doesn't take a huge amount of time. After maybe 20 minutes, the gun flashes have gone. 30 minutes, the screams and the shouts and the riot has sort of diffused down to the occasional loud, like, you know, single shouts or single barks. And then another 10, 15 minutes later, most of the clouds have dispersed. And you can, from what you can see, there's some level of chaos. There's a couple of police helicopters that come in from the city and just sort of hovering low, sweeping down. There's something happening, but the actual immediate riot seems to be over and the suppression activities seem to be over within an hour.
I'm going to say Pro is probably a couple, like, drank more than he should have.
Okay, cool.
I think especially after the impact of being in the city and experiencing that. He's been in the city only a couple of times, but it's very overwhelming for him. And I think it's also doubly impactful to come back to the slums and see this and see his place in the world. So
make an endurance check.
Okay. Which is, okay.
Challenge level two.
2.
Okay. So despite being, like, obviously a bit tipsy, you're not sort of in any way impaired... you know, obviously you're a bit drunk.
Just playing with
but
fire.
But you're not at the point of falling over or forgetting things. You've still got your competencies. If anything, you've probably got a little bit more confidence than you usually would. Might make you a bit more confrontational. But other than that, yeah, you managed to hold your liquor. And yeah, so the bulk of the chaos is sort of settled. What are you all going to do?
Wait.
Wait longer? Cool.
I think it's over, man. I think we can just go now.
I guess I'll lead the way then.
Well, you know, with a hand. I
I will give you a hand. You, not what?
It was a joke.
Yeah, I totally didn't just agree that you should go. Jokes. Fucking funny guy.
As you head out of the venue, a bespoke girl walking past you that Seb's seen once or twice before just offhandedly looks and says to Seb specifically, "Look at all this. Definitely needs some reform." And then just before she leaves.
Do I recognize her? I saw her that night.
On the same girl that was watching.
She's in the bathroom. If she is the same person we're talking about.
I think so.
Yeah, I think she definitely came face to face with her.
Yeah.
Do I recognize her?
Yes. And she says, but she doesn't, she's not regarding you at all. You're a drone. And she just says, "Rags is still waiting for that phone call." And then just walks off before, like, you can reply after her, but you'll be raising your volume.
Yeah.
Cool.
Seb, do you know who that woman is?
She's an associate of Rags.
Wait, that was that guy on the TV the other night.
Yeah.
Politician.
That's the one, stirring up trouble.
What have you got to do with him?
He asked for a bit of support and a bit of spying.
Corporate espionage, huh?
A little bit.
I believe she was also there the night at the Glass Slipper.
Hmm. Interesting. And she said you have this Rags person's contact.
Well, yeah, I met with him.
Have you spoken to him since I look you up and down?
Nah.
Well, as we're reconnecting, might be a connection worth understanding.
Yeah, maybe, but he's been the one that's, well, one of the people stirring up trouble, causing discontent between the city and the slums. Both sides are at fault, but he's definitely not helping the issue.
Well, maybe as we interject into the powers that be to influence where all this shit is going, maybe it's worth considering how we might interject there as well.
Then we can try, but given my last conversation with him, I don't think he'll be quite amenable.
It's been a long time. People might change in that. I mean, you've changed quite a lot in the last 6 months. So if we... Maybe this Rags guy, I guess. Got a more open mind now.
We've just spent an hour waiting for a riot that his rhetoric has caused.
But what if we could use that? What if we could control where that chaos lands? He could be a tool if we let him think we are. Food for thought. And I step forward.
Cool. Do you want to respond or are you happy to move on?
I was going
to
make a pun, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, so you wheel on out of there and the bridge is lowered and you head towards the city. Now, after a block or so of traveling, you reach the electronic cordon. And by reach, I mean you reach visual range of it. You haven't crossed it yet. There's chaos. There's signs. There's broken bottles. It's a complete mess. Things have been thrown everywhere. There's hunched bodies lining the streets, sort of moaning and weeping. Occasionally, you see people run off down alleyways. There's police drones and police soldiers. They basically are police soldiers. And police officers scouting the place. And basically pushing through force and threat people back out into the slums who have
obviously rided past the cordon and pushed police back, and now basically have pushed the riot back out. And as you approach sort of 30 meters away, you see one of the wounded, hunched people glance up, and they seem to have an opening where police are distracted, and they stand up and just sprint towards the city. And they clearly, based on their paraphernalia, had been an instigator in this riot. They have like bottles, Molotov cocktail, mask over their face sort of thing. And they managed to make it about 10 foot.
Escapee.
A robot tilts. Its upper torso rotating 180 degrees without the lower torso moving at all. It raises a submachine gun and just empties a burst of fire directly into the fleeing man's back, who just drops to the ground in a pool of blood.
No sudden moves, guys.
A human officer looks sort of eyes wide at the robot.
He was headed right for you, sir.
And then the robot lowers its gun and starts like stalking in a different direction.
Let's just walk nice and calm.
I don't think it's going to be an issue. We seem to be the only people walking into the slums.
I think we certainly look like we belong there.
But I double take on that statement, realizing I'm not wearing my usual attire.
Oh, yeah, you're in your suit.
And then I look down, I'm like, oh shit, I've got a new suit. And I'm pushing a suited person and we've got a drone. I'm like,
actually, on second thoughts, we might look more like targets than hunters.
Towards the cordon, there's a whole bunch of barricades set up. And you can see that there is a human officer that is coordinating what seems to be most of the forces here. A female officer. And as you get closer to her, a robot spins towards you and puts out its hand to hold you.
City folk, it is dangerous here.
Just heading home, officer. Not trying to cause any trouble.
Its head tilts.
We've got an outreach program in the slums, food, soup kitchen.
I would advise you return until the malcontents have been put down.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Make a persuasion check against Rob Ott. Go for it.
What's the challenge level?
Post.
Five.
The challenge level was zero, as I rolled zero successes on seven dice. So you basically make your case, and he scans you.
Move ahead, Sebastian.
You're the most pleasant robot I've spoken to today.
As you say that, and the three of you eye it up and down, you catch a handprint just of blood, a human handprint like pressed against its torso of someone who clearly like been clambering up this robot at some point.
You're welcome. Have a pleasant day.
Let's step out of the middle of the road, shall we?
And I walk forward and
towards the cordon where the police officer is standing.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the only way through. This has been like barricaded up more than usual. Usually there's a digital security wall and there's a few ways to sneak through, but there's physical temporary barricades, orange ones in fact, like the kind that are filled with water that get deployed on short notice. And there's like a physical checkpoint happening as well, and this officer manning it. You quickly hear some shouts and her dispersing troops until there's only a handful, two of the robot drones, and they're, you know, checking bodies on the ground. You'd say you've probably seen about a dozen dead bodies. and a whole bunch more wounded ones. And the robot seemed to be checking the wounded ones and, like, roughly putting zip tie tags and, like, cuffing them. But it doesn't seem like they're going to be arrested. It's more just, like, ensuring that they're placated. And you imagine they'll just be thrown out back into the slums later, but not dead. And those two drones are doing that, and she is left basically manning the checkpoint on her own as you approach. She turns towards you.
Evening.
Evening.
Just passing through. Not trying to cause trouble.
Passing through's a little bit troubling right now.
Any recommendations?
I recommend you turn back.
Unfortunately, that's not an option. We gotta get to the soup kitchen tonight.
Soup kitchen.
I describe the location. It's probably, you know, unique.
Destiny roll 18. 18. All right. I offer you a warning. Can you make a perception check?
Yep. Challenge level.
Just get? Tell me what. Two is the basic level.
Two.
Okay.
Which for me is very good.
Three.
Four. Okay. You all notice something that stands out to you. Because it's been absent from pretty much everyone else you see. There is a badge displayed on this woman's sort of ballistic armor. And it says LT Miller on it and has like a badge and a ID number.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Which the other officers you saw all had blacked out their IDs. So with Seb's perception at 4, you get a little bit of a vibe that this officer may kind of be a little bit more senior. By the books. Senior potentially is one angle. The other angle is also like not relishing in the bad side of being a dirty cop and more just doing their job and trying to do their best. So she looks wearied. She's pretty young. You'd say she's probably about 30. And, you know, dressed, ready for action. She's clearly been in some action tonight. She's got a couple of scuffs and bruises.
Can I do a full medical check?
Make a medical check. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Going to be plenty. You can tell that she's got dirt, scuffs. She's clearly fallen over once or twice. She has a gas mask hanging at her waist that she's been previously wearing. And she has blood matting her hair. And from a 4, it looks like she's received a laceration to the head. And you can guess that she got hit in the head with a bottle or something that got thrown that's like smashed in her hairline and cut her hair. Mm. And she's got blood run down the side of her face.
I turn to her and I say, Officer Miller, do you require assistance?
There's plenty more people that need your help, drone. I'll be right.
Understood.
He's biting his tongue.
Rob's
so hard.
Rob's spending the whole episode holding back on puns.
Is Rob holding back on them or is Seb? Has Seb unlocked a new level of arsehole?
No, it's one of those moments where it's like Rob would say that, Seb wouldn't.
Okay. And she looks you all up and down. And says, be careful. Special orders tonight.
What do you mean by that?
Once you cross this line, city or not, you're outside the protection of the city.
Is that any different than normal?
Of course. We always protect citizens.
Look, I'm sure you try your best, but I think we both know your reach outside of this border is pretty lax.
Limited at best. We don't patrol outside the borders, but if we do see things, well, we try when we can.
I appreciate that.
Seems you do, at least. That's cool.
All right. All the best.
Thank you.
And she turns, swinging her rifle over her shoulder, and walks back towards the other robots.
Just catch her before she sort of steps away and just sort of say, look, if you were at a point...
Do you touch her?
No. Okay. Just sort of like, just try and catch her
this
eye.
This is American police rules here.
Just try and catch her eye and be like, look, before you go, if you were at a point in a direction left or right as far as a clear through from your last experience, what would you recommend?
Well, I'll just need her knowledge on this. She says, who are you looking to avoid? Us? And then she gestures to some people on the ground, or them.
Whoever would target this.
And I'll signal our little group.
All right. If you head south and right, I just sent through... south and east, sure. No, south, north. Head north. You have to be heading north, mate. No, you have to be heading
northwest.
Are west you okay, and east. Officer Miller?
Northwest. We have to be heading northwest.
You are heading northwest, but you're on the gridded street, so you could be heading...
Well, east is back.
You could be heading
city.
North or west. You're right. She says if you head north and then turn east, because, you follow the river line.
Forward into our right.
Forward and to your right.
No.
Shh. Eve brings up Google Maps on her phone.
Forward and to our right.
Whatever.
Go on.
She says if you head that way, she just sent a sweep squad of drones to clear out any malcontents. So there's likely to be less trouble that way. But she suggests that there's trouble everywhere and you look like targets.
I guess we just need to make sure we don't look like malcontents. I look at Eve and Seb. Push right. Seb, be careful, move slow. I'm going to hold my hands up for the rest of us.
But I tuck... would I have had any weaponry? I probably wouldn't have because of the medium.
Guns? No.
No. But I have like... I am in like Cybermancy ready mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my hands up and just like... above my head and I'm like looking like I might be, you know, just totally submissive and not looking for trouble. And I move forward and immediately to the right to go up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is the officer still there? Is she gone now?
She sort of turned her back and walked away a little bit.
And is there anyone on the ground? Like people that have...
There's people everywhere.
Is
so
there
you're
anyone...
pushing Seb?
Yeah. Is there anyone nearby that has a weapon on them?
That is Destiny roll. Look, there's people everywhere with like 2x4s. Nothing much else.
I go run over and go grab a 2x4, and I put it behind the wheel, like to get like behind the wheelchair, so I can like pull. Like it's hidden,
mm-hmm.
but I could pull it out if I needed to, or give it to Seb if I needed to. Making my way downtown, walk best.
Faces past him. We are homebound.
We are homebound, yes.
And I still need you. All right, let's go.
You managed to make it about 10 meters maximum. Mm-hmm. Eve picking up you're there. It's an approximation.
Okay.
Let's keep you center stage.
Okay.
I know you like to walk along like it's an isometric video game, but no, that was an approximation.
Dude, that's exactly what I want to do. Yeah. Okay.
So you... You reach a point, Eve's picking up a 2x4, and you hear a rapid movement of noise and a sort of sound as the sound of puffy coats and running immediately snaps your attention towards imminent danger as some of the people who were milling about in the sort of wounded and walking around are taking the opportunity to jump you brazenly this close to the border. And we're going to go straight to combat.
All right. It's
no one's getting a surprise round. You were all aware and they rolled terribly on a stealth check.
What's their reflex?
So one of them has reflex one. The other one has not. Yellow jacket has one reflex.
Rolling off for one reflex.
Oh, I also have four. One reflex. Sorry. Five.
I got no reflex.
Okay. So
you need to roll off for the slow guy.
Four.
Two.
two.
Okay, oh. So Seb is last, then the two, then you two.
Yep.
Yeah, and Jen's last to react.
But, yeah, so declaring first. So the very last person is Seb, who's in a wheelchair, who just...
What are you going to do?
Evening, gents.
So I'll put you about. Evening, gents. You say, looking up, there is a man in a yellow puffy jacket who has... Well, it seems like he has like a sort of a full face plate thing completely covering his vision. So you can only imagine he has sort of sensors or ocular detectors, something like that. The other one just looks like a slummer, no augmetics. And they're both running at you. One has a machete and one has a bat.
Yeah, I'm going to be super confident. Evening, gents. What can I do you for?
As they're screeching and charging towards you. So you declare to do nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But with supreme confidence.
Was that a, can he roll like a persuasion or a like?
Is I want it, to does it throw him off guard? Them.
Yeah, go on.
Make an intimidation check.
Disarming voice.
Well, what's an intimidation?
It would be persuasion.
Make okay. Make a persuasion check using your strength, your physicality, your strength instead of intelligence.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I gotta wait. It's still a good roll.
This is why I should upgrade. Because
don't you have nerfed stats right now?
Oh, I guess it depends on what character shit I'm going off.
The worst one.
Oh,
you have I've one up.
Oh, it's still tempted. A good roll.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because it's
all you can do is talk.
Don't any of your strength based skills get neg two?
No, I just have none.
No strength.
Do they have neg two? Maybe they do.
Because. Well, mate, I don't know how we modified it.
I think we just...
I'm just going to say, make a persuasion roll.
I think they're all neg...
Make a persuasion roll with disadvantage.
No, you're right. They are neg two.
Yeah, they're neg two. So it's basically whatever your persuasion would be without the intelligence bonus and negative two.
Go on.
Okay. What's my challenge level? I would much rather do this
To dissuade them?
As a disadvantage.
I'm going to say challenge level 5.
Oh, fuck, okay.
It's nigh impossible to dissuade people mid-charge by smiling at them.
3.
3. All right.
Go on, use 2 destiny points. Go on.
It's tempting. No worries.
Your confidence mildly, like, makes one of their eyebrows cock, but they're still mid-charge. Okay, so their declarations is... Oh, they're both going to ignore Eve, and they're both going for... Well, you're in a freaking wheelchair. They're both going to charge Pro. Just charge you.
Bring it.
Cool. Eve and Pro, what are you doing?
Am I seeing anyone with cybernetics here?
You can only see that the guy has like a visor on his face, but you're not... You don't know if it's cybernetics. It's definitely technology, and you're pretty sure he can't. Like, it's completely... opaque and covering his whole face.
Are there street lights? Is it an afternoon?
Everything is off. Everything is deactivated and it's evening.
So it's already
there's like bin fires and stuff. Yeah, because there's been riots in the area. Everything's just been...
Okay. I target helmet head and just whatever it is, just burst of cybernetic, just whatever it is. If the helmet's powered, if something inside his helmet or head is powered, I blast it.
So that'll obviously occur, and next round any effects will happen. So look at your Cybermancy table. I'm sure we should totally print that on your cheat sheet page, or have you got it on your phone?
I'll get it on my phone.
Okay, so we'll work that out. It'll be disabling a single complex system. I'm imagining it'll be like challenge level 4.
I'm going to take Seb and wheel him back to this, the like bollards.
Okay.
If I can, to get him safety. Well, I'd like to also try and attempt to do something while I am doing this.
Can
if
I
possible.
Wave you off moving me?
You don't want me to move you? As soon as you tell me to stop, I'll stop. Yeah, okay, well, then we don't move.
You move like 5 foot back. You're not going to be at, like, you start pulling the wheelchair back and you say stop.
Yeah, cool. I then, stealing Seb's idea, can I project my voice as loud as possible and as high pitched as possible, almost like a siren, to create like a disarming voice, essentially, the Pokemon move?
Now, as a drone, You could do that if you had like basically jailbroken yourself, but you've continually refused to do that. So you just you just lack the programming to do that. You can you basically have the tonal range of a regular human. So you can like scream, but it's gonna be fine. It's not gonna be like some discordant auditory attack. You can get that.
Yeah,
I'll let you get that. But not it's not like they're not just like, what are we installing in the Eve bot? Ah, no, the ear screech that blows people's eardrums up. That's the one.
Yeah, I definitely want that. So we'll come back to
that.
You just
want to scream at people and have them
you
bleed out the ears.
Need like earplugs. But anyway, but in that case, I will turn around and as loud as possible trying to direct the noise at the police officer, although I know she's probably like ages away. To say, we require assistance, but loudly,
okay, obviously. Yeah, yeah, make it. I'd like to hear you shout that as Eve. How loud
can
Eve go?
How do you loudly talk passively?
Do it.
We require assistance.
Make a perception roll, a persuasion roll.
Persuasion, okay.
Challenge level 4, because I only roll well on low dice pools when it's a nice thing for the party. Like south roll, 5 dice, 1 success.
4, did you say?
Yeah. 4. 1 success.
Yeah, I'm not using 3 destiny points on that, no way.
So, I'll destiny roll. 10. She hears you, but you can see she's in the middle of something and she doesn't understand the priority because you're so passive as a drone. Your drone was like, we require assistance. And she's kind of like, yeah, fuck off, I'm busy. Okay. But you she did hear you. Okay, so combate roles. And so we're going to use the same rules as gun combat, which means because you're declaring to use an action other than, like basically a ranged combat action in Cybermancy, you can't. You'll still be able to roll a defensive dice in combat, but you can't get victory levels.
Okay.
However, I will also allow it that. We'll treat it like a ranged weapon. So if you don't hit the CL, it's not going to do anything.
Okay. So challenge level 4
Cybermancy
for my anarchistic Cybermancy. Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cool. So as he charges towards you, you send out this data burst of just like viruses, overloading signals, all kinds of nonsense, electronic static into this guy's visor. And right as he's in and swinging at you, you feel it take effect. And you know that you have just shorted his visor and turned it off. And that will take effect next combat and basically make him blind, which is going to be a significant combat penalty. Yeah, probably like -3.
Great.
From every roll until he can fix it, which isn't going to happen immediately. Okay, so you get to roll a defensive combat check.
Yep, just unarmed combat.
So unarmed combat, but no bonuses, nothing, just a roll.
Yep.
And I have 2 combat rolls to make. The guy with the machete who runs in gets 5 successes on 6 dice. What the fuck?
3.
So he gets a level 2 victory on you.
Oofed.
And do you have anything you can use armor strength?
I have not got armor.
And I got.
I have not got strength.
A level 5 victory. A level 5, not victory. A level 5. 5 successes. So a level 2 victory from both of them.
Shit. I'm going to use a destiny point to boost my success point by 1. So they both have a level 1 victory each.
Okay. So, they charge in. Okay, getting hit twice. They charge in. You duck back reflexively as a machete sweeps past and the blade comes close and it just slices the side of your arm, taking like almost like a pastrami of skin off you, just like a sheaf of skin about 2 inches across, completely cutting only a couple of millimeters, but that large area is quite, that's ow, that's ouchy, ouchy. Right through your new suit too.
In the grim dark future of cyberpunk, it's ouchy,
it's ouchy, ouchy. Ouchy. That sounds like the most painful, horrifying thing ever. Okay, and as you like dodged and recoiled from what you perceive to be the more deadly blow, you get smacked bodily by the baseball bat. So you take a minor injury and then you're taking a stagger result as the baseball bat just hits you and knocks you off balance slightly. And I'm actually going to get you to make an endurance check to hold. I'll go challenge level. keep it pretty low, challenge level 2, because it was only level 1 injury. This is to maintain your Cybermancy. No matter what, you'll still get the effect next turn because you did the result and you scored it. Yep. But this is to just see if you if it lasts for multiple turns because you took damage. So it's only challenge level 2 endurance check.
2.
Cool. So you hold the Cybermancy. He's going to have the penalty for more than one turn.
Okay.
And yeah,
next
declaration,
round.
Everyone. All as right. Pro is now getting sort of beaten by two people.
Has Eve taken Seb and turned him away?
Took him half 4 foot back, and then he told her to stop. Told him to stop.
Yeah,
she started wheeling him back. Said stop.
So that's accurate.
That's accurate. Okay.
What for, Seb? What are you doing now, buddy?
I spit at them. I am a space marine. My spit is acid.
There is a 2x4.
That's a thing. I found out that's a thing.
What?
They spit acid.
Space Marines.
That's fucking nuts.
You know what else they do? Eat people's brains and gain their memories. Knowledge.
Yeah, I did know that too.
Yeah. But not all Space Marine. Most of them have problems. Mm. Pretty much all the modern Space Marine legions have like 3 to 5 of their organs no longer function. Yeah. So some of them can't do the brain eaties. Mm-hmm. Some of them love it, like the Night Lords. They just fucking get
in. Remember the name of the organ they had implanted that gives them the ability to do that?
In their head.
They get an organ implanted in them.
No. Mm. The one that I'm remembering is the Sus and membrane, which, yeah, but I'm not remembering the brain 80 one. No, do you know what it is?
No, not on top of my head.
What are you doing in combat?
There is a 2x4 in your wheelchair, by the way. I would have made you aware of it. I'm making you aware of it.
Yeah. His arm isn't strong enough to lift it.
He's just got this weak little arm. You want him to use his dinosaur arm to like shuffle at a large block of wood?
Better than nothing. Maybe he can land on it. Dinosaur arm.
What gang territory are we in?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
That is a very good question.
I've thought about that.
I mean, Seb has to contribute something to this, so that, you know, good start.
Isn't it great? I have...
You have a map.
I had the map open.
Why did I close the map?
The map. He has a map. He has a map. I'm pretty sure this is unmarked gang territory. I just don't think I thought this area would.
We're fucked. No, we're actually not. We're all right. We got this.
Right. Just hold out a little bit.
We have been far more fucked before.
Yeah, these guys aren't that competent. They rolled 6 dice and 7 dice, and I rolled 5 successes on both. Like, I just rolled like a god. You are across from the palace. No, this is as far as you don't know what gang this is, but you will go through then. Busy gang turf is the next space you'll go through.
Okay.
You'd say you're close to the busy gang.
Mates, come on. We don't need to do violence with this. What do you want? We've got nothing on us. We're just trying to pass through.
Cool.
Okay, so his helmet is out, the one with the yellow puffer jacket, correct?
Yes.
Great.
You don't know that.
Great.
Just remember to describe... For the podcast listeners, just want to put that out there.
The yellow puffy jacket. Yeah,
no, the yellow puffy jacket man with the faceplate.
Yes,
so Cybermancy is disabling his visor, but that's an invisible thing.
But is he not acting like kind of
It's just happened.
Crazy?
Literally just happened.
Okay. Eve is going to rush up.
Yeah, as far as you've seen, sorry, he ran up to Seb and hit him with a baseball bat. That's what you've seen. Seb put out his hand like 11 and then got hit in his chest with a baseball bat in response. Pro put out his hand like 11 and he got hit in the chest with a baseball bat.
He's going to take the chance.
You have like heroin in your...
Uh-huh, yeah, I do. Okay.
Is it morphine or heroin?
No, it's morphine. Yeah. Ugly wouldn't trust me with... Anyway, she rushes him and is going to attempt to stab him in the thigh or neck or wherever she thinks is probably the
best. Okay, I'm going to give you flanking because you are such an unsuspecting target to actually rush anyone. So you're going to get four extra dice. This is big.
Great.
Is it 4 or is it 2?
2, I think.
You've got cheat sheets. I don't. Flanking.
Flanking is plus 2d6.
Plus 2 dice for flanking.
Right.
All right, but you do that when you do that.
Yeah.
They are going to declare.
Yes.
They're just beating on Pro this turn.
They're trying.
And one of them shouts, the one with the mask, says, El Gordo sends his regards.
Stupid name.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell with
No.
You?
None of you. It's like a message.
Lizzie McGuire, thank you very much.
Meaningless to you all. Okay. It says Al Gordo sends his regards.
I do declare. Can I can move without being part of the role.
I do declare.
Not if you're embroiled in combat.
I just want to move away from the person with the helmet on.
They're going to immediately be able to like keep, like follow you effectively.
But he's like
blind. One with the helmet, I'll make a roll.
That's what
the other one will be able to follow you. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm only engaging with the one with the yellow puffy jacket that I can see. Eve is flanking, so I try and guide his eye away and get away from the helmeted friend of his that is hopefully going to be a little harder to aim from his perspective. So I'm trying to sort of hold the attention of the yellow puffy jacket guy, move around to his right and sort of say, what the fuck kind of name is El Gordo? And I launch into him. My declaration, my targeted attack.
Oh, targeting attack.
Okay. So I get plus 1d6 and my the only thing I want to do is get into close combat.
Okay, cool. So... he's going to swing wildly. I'm going to destiny roll for you guys. So a low roll is bad.
Can I just do like inane jabber the whole time?
Yes. That's all you got. Just do it.
High roll is good.
Was a 17.
Yay. Yeah. So high roll is good. So, your rapid movements basically sent him even more off target and he's going to have a very significant penalty to try and hit you this turn. He'll have negative 4 dice, to attempt to hit you.
This was the one I hit with my cybermancy.
Yeah, the one you're doing everything to. He's blinded, so he's just swinging wildly. But your movements made him even more off guard, and now he's going even worse penalty. I just rolled to see, like, has your movements completely shocked and surprised
him? But I'm getting into close combat not with him.
Oh, you're getting into close combat with the other one?
Close combat with the
other. That doesn't matter. Still, the same thing applies. Yeah. He's got a bigger penalty. Cool. Okay, the one you're getting into combat with is going to declare...
he should have declared first, so he can't react to what.
No, you're slower, right?
No,
it's just Eve.
Eve and I are both attacking. Eve and I are both faster.
Although target attacks is juicy. Okie dokie. So, and Seb's doing nothing.
That's not true.
I'm
trying to vocally disarm them.
All right, let's get combat rolls going.
You're a poop. You're poop head.
Now remember, you have a cumulative.
Anything we need to know who the hell it's from.
You have a cumulative negative 3 dice. You have a level 1 injury and you're staggered.
2 level 1 injuries.
Oh, yeah. You're staggered, so you have -2.
Oh,
and you've got a level 1 injury. Okay. So what you need to do is roll your dice for the combat and then get your successes and then roll one additional dice that will only apply against the guy that you're trying to get into close combat with. Does that make sense?
Is that the targeted attack?
Yep. So you get an additional dice. So you roll your dice for your combat because that's...
Yep.
Yep. And then you add your one dice just that will only apply to one dude.
Okay.
So...
Yep. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Have you got the correct number of dice?
Yes. Is one.
One success?
My roll is one.
And now you roll one additional dice and this will only apply to the target attack.
Nothing.
So you get one.
What the fuck?
I want that puffer jacket.
So the guy with the puffer jacket...
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. The guy with the puffer jacket has 3 dice with the baseball bat.
He's going to kill me.
He gets 2 successes.
He got 2.
What
he wildly swings his baseball bat and he's going to hit you with that and just get a minor injury as a baseball bat cracks into you. The other guy has 6 dice.
Oh my God.
With it.
Puffer jacket boy, is this
2 who? Successes.
Okay.
No, that was puffer jacket boy. And with 2 successes...
But hang on, how disadvantaged should he be after being blinded?
He had 3 dice down from 7.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, that was who rolled first.
Yes.
This is Puffer Jacket Boy.
No, Puffer Jacket Boy is the blind one.
I'm looking at Puffer.
He's the one with the visor. Acted. See the giant visor on his face?
Oh, that's why I'm confused.
Okay.
Because I thought Puffer Jacket was not the blind one.
No, he's both
Puffer
visor
Jacket is
look
the
at the model.
One. I am fighting.
Come on, podcast listeners, look at the model. Podcast listeners, look at the model.
Okay, machete. I should have
You're
fucking,
charging
I'm
machete.
Sorry. Okay.
You're charging machete. Puffer Jacket is disabled.
In my defense, okay. It is a very attention-grabbing, puffy, yellow jacket.
It's very striking.
It is.
It is mine.
It's so striking.
It is mine. Yeah, if we take these guys down, I am keeping that jacket.
Okay. Well,
you have to reprint your model.
I don't care. I'll do it.
You know what? They both got a level one victory. I'm going to just duplicate what they did last round, but I'll just swap it narratively because it makes more sense. He slashes defensively with his machete, which then causes you to like abandon your attempt to get into close combat because you have to stagger back and you get a cut across the chest. Your tie is severed and the bottom half of your tie drops down to the ground. The guy with the baseball bat hits you wildly and just clips you with it, which staggers you off balance. So you're staggered and have another level injury, but... That dude only got, the guy with the baseball got two successes. That's his defensive roll against you. And you have plus two dice.
Yes. Three successes.
All right. What you going to do with those three successes?
I jab a needle into his spine and give him morphine.
Okay. So what I think I'm going to have to do, did you have negative one dice for fighting with the needle? Is that
I
a thing?
Have... No, because I've got a proficiency, small weapons with first under that nursing thing.
Okay, and cool. So I would say I'm happy to keep this, but in the future I'm going to have to make a rule for fighting with needles because the idea of being able to just score a level one injury and get the full effect of being able to like drug someone. Is probably a bit strong. It's probably a targeted action. It'll be like a challenge, like a victory level three action to like inject someone or something. Because if you put a needle in someone, they just move, that needle snaps and you haven't injected anything. So like-
Do I lose the needle?
Well, you can't-
Well, I'm going to allow it this time. I'm saying next time, next time we'll make more rules. So you can take a level one. I'm going to say it's no injury whatsoever, but you inject the substance into
him. I don't think on the spine.
So your level one victory, you just get to inject him. So you stab him-
And I back off.
And you just inject the needle into him.
Yeah.
Make a medicine check.
First aid.
This is very important. Wait, you stabbed him through his puffer jacket? Are you sure you want to do that? Go for the neck.
I would have gone for it.
Okay, please don't damage the puffer jacket.
It's not stupid.
Level four
successes.
Okay. You notice something wrong immediately.
Oh, no.
So you stab the needle into his neck and inject it, and you have given plenty of injections. You're also... robot designed for this. You immediately detect the flesh isn't responding in the same way that flesh usually would, and you notice as you get up close that there's like a pallor to him, that he has like no capillary action in his skin. His skin is like dead, physically looks close to death. There's very poor circulation and weird issues with that.
Okay.
And and as you like pull your hand away and the top of his puffer kind of pulls down, you see where his spinal cord is. There's actually cybernetic like links running down his spinal cord. And as you pull the needle out, or you left the needle in.
This situation, leave the needle in,
okay. Oh, there's no blood. There's nothing. It just... And it's like squirting a needle into a dummy.
Great. I take a step back and wait.
Okay.
Next round.
I'm in a destiny roll. 15. That's good. So, next round.
Rob. Seb.
I keep up the inane chatter.
You're not even going to try in your diminished
trip
state to do anything.
Trip in your wheelchair.
You can trip people in your wheelchair.
I can't move my wheelchair and I'm 5 foot away.
This is why you should have prepared for the derby. If you put blades on your wheelchair, we'd be in a better situation right about now.
You know what we need? Your arm is totally developed enough to operate a motorized wheelchair now.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get your motorized wheelchair.
Derby. Yep, that's what I'm trying to say.
Of course they're motorized.
You can't I thought you
could be hands out on the rims.
No,
not with blades going everywhere. Okay.
I just want to throw in the inane chatter. I'm going to say something stupid like, if you want your pound of flesh, I've got about half an arm left.
I forgot my quippy one-liner. I like that one. Yeah.
You're supposed to come prepared, Jim.
Mine was going to be killing Australian style, and only like three people is going to get that.
I get it. I love it. Okay, so the next round of combat, who was declaring
their,
first?
Their turn.
No, someone declares
their,
first.
Their turn. Seb first, then
okay.
them two.
Oh, Seb's doing nothing. Okay. baseball bat. Actually, you took damage again. Can you get another challenge level 2 endurance check to maintain this guy's neg 3 disadvantage? He's going to have it this turn no matter what. Okay, so next turn you lose the connection and his visor's going to turn back on, but this turn he's still got the neg 3 penalty. He is going to attempt to cold shot Staggy. That's going to be his attempt. And the guy with the machete is just going to attack you as normal.
Stagger isn't on the cheat sheet as level 1 victory. It should be.
Yeah, it should be.
All right. That was targeted attack, you mean?
Yep.
And the other guy was going to...
just attack you.
Yep. The one trying to stagger me is the one with the machete.
No. The one that's the baseball bat trying to stag you.
Who I have.
The blinded one.
Yep.
He's basically trying to really focusly just wallop you and knock you down.
All right.
Don't get defeated by my one pair of good rolls at the start of this combat, because I've rolled ones and twos ever since.
I have to do the same thing. I'm going to targeted attack to get into unarmed combat with
machete.
This time, machete person. Yeah.
Okay, so Eve, what are you doing?
Actually, no, I'm changing that. I'm going to target yellow puffy jacket masked man who is currently inhibited.
Okay.
The second guy. Does their flesh look the same?
No, he looks normal.
Great.
Go for it.
However, no.
What are you declaring?
So I want to like ninjutsu crab sort of flip style and ready another needle.
Cool.
So you go and walk around up to him behind him and go poop.
Yeah. I love that you think that it's that like.
Eve's not doing anything.
No. Eve just like. Standing there, her wrist plate just opens up and another needle just goes on a little, like there's direct line just straight into your hand. Like you're a medical bot, you have these things.
But she wants to make her way in between both of the dudes so she can next round shoot it into him.
Cool. I rolled a 15 on a destiny roll. Can you please move Stephanie onto the board?
Ooh. She has a name.
Oh, Steph, I realised I only told you her last name, Stephanie Miller. So the LT walks over, ambles over.
Oh, no.
Casual pace towards the barricade.
Oh, no.
Watching this scuffle.
Great.
And it is at this point that Eve recalls that she said that she couldn't help anyone on the other side of the barricade, no matter who they were or where they were.
Oh, no.
Food for thought, though, look at this map, as the podcast listeners look at the map and visualize everything. There is a barricade of bollards.
We've just come
and
through.
They're literally, I'd say Sebastian is maybe 10 foot on the other side of the barricade. Pro is 15 foot past the barricade. You're very, very close. But that's a thing. So
cool.
You're going to inject the other dude.
If I can do that this turn,
I was just going to say I changed my mind. I was going to stay targeting Machete Man.
So you're going to stay targeting Machete Man?
Yes.
All right, roll your amazing roll. Remember, you have negative 4 dice now because you have two minor injuries and you're staggered.
Fuck! All right.
And then you roll and then you add your bonus dice.
Good, yeah!
Two successes and your bonus dice.
Targeted attack. Fucking nothing.
So two successes.
Oh my god.
So Machete Man has 6 dice.
It's good to know that the 6 months of training has really helped.
So shit. Hey, he's in there and chattering and you're stabbing fleshless like fucking dummies.
I didn't know there were zombies.
You'll be pleased to know he got 4 successes and a level 1 victory.
Awesome. Good.
Cool. So the other guy now has 4 dice instead of 3 because he's got a targeted attack to stagger you. And how many? You got 2 successes.
Yeah.
So he gets 3 successes and successfully staggers you. So for the 3rd turn in a row, Pro is smacked with a baseball bat, knocked off balance, and slashed again with another slice of a machete, taking a 3rd minor injury. You are literally a punching bag in the slowest...
The actual fuck!
This is like the slowest... I can't help laughing because it's just so horrible. But it's funny because you're just a punching bag between these two people. No serious injuries, just like slowly getting cut and bludgeoned. And Eve, you're chasing 4 because that's how many successes the guy got on the regular attack.
Okay, cool. So
you need 5 successes. Good luck.
I'm not flanking this time, or am I flanking this time? I'm not.
Flanking.
You're flanking because they're so busy. So you get 2 extra dice.
They're so busy whittling the shit down out of me.
I like that you just referred to yourself as the shit.
No, for this whole combat, we'll just use it as you've been using it. Because you do need a level 4 victory.
Oh.
I'm going to use 2 destiny.
He got 4, so you need 5. You're going to need to get 5 successes to actually beat him. So, yeah.
What happens if I make it 4?
Nothing.
Nothing happens.
It's an even Stevens. No, like a bounce back combat. You need to get a victory level on him.
I think this is a run situation.
I'm going to use 3 of them.
You this use is 3?
So, so depressing. Why are we so incompetent?
You're going to use 3 destiny points. You can use all your destiny points.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Let's do it.
Oh. You have an out right there just before you burn all 3 destiny points.
I want that puffer jacket, okay?
But the other guy has the puffer jacket.
I don't care. Get rid of him, one of them.
Probably on discount at H&M.
But I want that puffer jacket.
Okay. Final GM's chance to just before you make your final decision to use all your destiny points on this. All 3 of them.
Uh-huh.
Pro is 3 dice down wounded.
Yes.
4.
You will be 5 next turn down.
Yeah, 5. Yeah.
But you have 3 minor injuries. The dude with the baseball bat will be back to normal next turn. His mask is going to turn back on.
Mm-hmm.
He has 7 dice in combat.
Yes.
The machete guy is completely unharmed, but you are about to inject him. You have injected substance into the other guy. So far hasn't seemed to do anything. Yes. Are you sure you want to commit to this?
Yes. You're making this sound like a lot worse than I originally thought it was. Yes, no, that's it.
Him. Destiny roll.
It's the GM's
14.
Job to inflict as much doubt and fear into decisions.
What my concern is that you're going to dump all your points into this guy, destroy him. He's just going to, you're going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy with the baseball bat is just going to turn around and be like, you're fucked now. And you just suck at combat, so you won't be able to beat him. That's fine. Okay.
It's fine.
Cool.
It's great.
Next round of combat.
Great. Can't wait.
Seth. Please. You just see. Oh, by the way, with 3 points of destiny, I would be remiss to not explain. Pro staggers back, hit again with a baseball bat, and a slash of a machete blade grows across his chest. Eve moves in and goes for the injection, and the guy pulls out. He's a wild dervish. He's like moving erratically, and you just can't line up that shot. And then as he rears back and swings his arm all the way up, for a machete blowback, almost perfectly timed, that arm passes right in front of you and you just go bang straight into his elbow and inject into his arm, and his arm pulls down. As he got this needle hanging out of his arm that snaps out of your reach. And it was like pure chance that gave you this opportunity, but you did it.
Took it.
And you fully injected this dude. Great. Next turn.
Seb.
Come on, be creative, man. What can I do?
I don't know. You just think of something.
Go to the barrier. Turn around and go to the barrier.
I'll get right on that.
Great. I'll kick you.
We need to upgrade Seb's wheelchair. He needs to be able to move himself.
I want to say something that's going to draw their attention, even if it's for a split second.
Try shouting something specific.
you.
Is there any chance that in any sort of free action Eve could have communicated the dead flesh of this person? Is because there might
she
be.
She had the opportunity, but she has
a name. Oh, Choco.
Yeah. Gordo.
El Gordo.
Does that ring a bell to anyone?
Yeah. No, we asked.
No, no. None of you. No, no. Never heard that name in your lives.
Eve runs.
Where are you running?
To the dumpster, I guess.
So, hi. Oh, you're declaring last.
I know, but no one's said anything.
What are you doing? All right, Seb's doing nothing.
I'm questioning who the fuck El Gordo is.
Okay.
Because, like, he sends us a message. That's nice. Who the fuck is El Gordo?
Say something like, well, we have a message for El Gordo. Would you stop and pay attention?
Say that his mum makes terrible nachos.
I had sexual intercourse with El Gordo's child. I don't know. Something to make them stop. They were consenting and of age. But
yeah, El Gordo's... Well, guys, relax. El Gordo is 63.
Yeah.
Their child is a beautiful 40-year-old.
Needed to qualify that.
Don't worry, I'm the narrator.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just changing El Gordo's age just to 63 right now and has an adult child.
Literally, I'm speaking nonsense, like throwing insults out about El Gordo and even going as far as saying, we're actually on our way to see El Gordo.
Yeah, go on, please. Right. Do that.
Make a destiny roll.
Yeah.
I don't know what check this is other than just luck.
20.
What?
Yeah!
Yes! Fucking yes!
He totally says the child mum thing and it works, right?
That's like an accidental stumble into the perfect thing to say.
Dave's just like, shit.
What did you say again? Exactly.
I said a bunch of things.
Okay,
said,
okay.
Like, I was insulting them and being like, oh my God, El Gordo, actually, we're actually on our way to meet El Gordo.
The guy with the puffer jacket whose vision just restores spins, turns, and takes a step towards Sebastian and doesn't fight this turn. Your role, your Nat 20, he completely doesn't fight this turn. He just turns on you, steps up, and he's obviously going to talk to you.
Yeah.
But with all this happening simultaneously, he's not going to be able to fully react to you this turn. At the end of turn, we'll deal with that. So he can actually take a step away from Pro, and he won't be fighting this turn, just out of combat. Which is a pretty good result.
That is pretty good. Thank you, Rob! For doing something. Yeah, that was good.
Well done.
Well done.
I did nothing. I rolled.
You decided to take action. That action had an effect. Well done.
I have a really weird choice to make. As a narrator in Cogent, it's a hard call, but I really want to share it with everyone.
Yeah, go on.
So I obviously don't want you to get beaten by chumps. Like, it doesn't feel good. But I also don't want to cheat. I want to play, right?
Yeah.
So one of the ways I can do that is to do like a cold shot that's a high difficulty. The problem is if I succeed. So I was like, I could call shot and have this guy with the machete be like, I'm gonna fucking cut your arm off to Pro. But then it's like, well, he needs a challenge level 4 to dismember someone.
Honestly,
but it's like, what if I roll the 4 and then cut your arm off?
I'm here for the drama, baby.
I mean, he does have morphine now running through his body, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I have to do that first.
I'm here for the drama.
You're here for the
fuck
drama.
Me up. Let's do this. I opted in for the pain. We knew what we were here for.
That's true. Might roll 20.
That Nat 20 was just a shot of adrenaline to my heart that reminds me why I love this. As I cry in pain, my character is slowly being murdered.
Like a piece of deli meat.
They're basically just that machine. It's just sliding me back and forth on their machete, yeah.
All right, he hasn't really realized what's happened with the needle yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to he's going to go for a cold shot. He's being vicious. He's going to attempt to cut your hand off.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to take a step back away from this. Like, just I would have done that and just been like, jump back. So he can't hit me with the machete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can.
So what was your declaration?
She's just getting out of
getting
combat.
Getting out of close combat, essentially.
You know what? That should be the requirement for the needles. It should be a low difficulty, but you have to be in close combat to use them. So, yeah, you can just take a step back. Go for it.
Yep.
Pro, your action.
Okay. Firm grip. Minus 1d6. You cannot be disarmed.
Disarmed. Yeah.
Oh, very clever, Jazza.
Yeah, you can't be disarmed.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm here all week. look, I am going to... I'm fucking stubborn and I'm tipsy. And I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I run yet because that's how I'm wired.
Are you wired today? I thought you were tired.
I am tired, unfortunately. I've got like a
little
pocket of cocaine that's just crying for me to not having taken it 2 hours ago.
Give me the bump.
All right.
Hold up for a sec, mate. Hold up for a sec.
What was their roll?
They have 6 dice.
Oh, motherfucker. It's still their roll against mine, and they have 6 and I have 4.
They'll have 7 to dismember you.
Can I change my action?
Yes, because you're faster, so you actually declare after Jazza, who still hasn't decided.
I want to...
No. Please let Jazza decide his action.
Them's the rules. Yep. I'm just trying to figure out the statistics of this, which is not my strong suit on the best of days. It's 4v6.
7.
7. No, 6, because the 7 only counts for his called shot.
So what's your combat roll?
4 now. But 5 for my called shot.
No, that gets added to their dice pool. It's not just for their cold shot result, but only against the person they're declaring. So he will get 7 dice against you. The reason you were rolling separately is because there's 2 people fighting you. So the one that you, the other one, isn't affected by it basically. But with it's 1-on-1, they just all get right. A dice.
Okay. Knowing that he's.
But he also has drugs just injected into him, which I haven't rolled for. And I will be rolling for soon.
Okay. In that case.
But I'm not going to tell you what that's going to do. I know what it's going to do. But you did see Eve inject him with morphine. What's the call? We're going to do the parental 5. 4 3 2
Spend some time turning up the music.
I am going to
1
chug the track.
What result?
Close combat.
Okay. Endurance check. 7. Oh, what are you doing, Eve? Quickly now. You must have chosen by now.
I'm gonna rush the guy.
You can't rush him. You're already in combat with him.
Okay. Aww. Then instead...
You were actually adjacent to him, but you already moved away.
Instead, I'm going to run as fast as I can to these orange...
Okay. You can make it to the orange
cones. To the barrier.
Great. Yep. Easily. All right. Endurance check. Challenge level 3.
Dave.
3 successes.
Fucking stop it. Just stop.
I'm going to die.
What did you get?
I'm going to die.
I did an endurance check challenge level 3 with 4 dice and I got 3 successes.
Okay.
So basically the way that his drugs are going to work is every turn the endurance check gets higher and for every point he fails it by and he has to take it every turn, he loses dice.
Hey,
dice.
It will come roll to your him. Dice.
Okay, 7 versus... What did you get?
Just roll your dice, Dave. No, that's a good roll.
I got 4 successes.
I got 2.
So it's only level 2, so nothing happens.
Okay.
Cold shot.
Okay.
So it was a nice boy action. How many dice did you have?
5.
How many dice is your combat pool?
4.
No, my combat pool is 8.
Is 8. Okay, yeah.
Cool. So I'm neg 4.
Jeez.
Because I was staggered and 3.
So you have 3 proficiency in the combat, or you have a weapon that gives you +1?
I have 3 proficiencies in combat.
So you have unarmed combat 3.
Oh, no. I have 7 dice.
So you should have 3 dice.
I should have been rolling 1 less dice the whole time, Dave.
So you should be rolling 4 dice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just let that one slide.
So just can you just re-roll your 4 dice? We'll just re-roll the whole combat.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is going to hurt even more. Are you being serious?
Dave.
Yeah. I got 4 successes again.
So I'm rolling 4 dice now. Okay, cool.
You need to get 0 for him
to
hurt
you. I got
2. Yeah, so it's fine.
Okay,
cool. She's been cheating all combat. Okay.
Hey, at least it wasn't like, you know, half the campaign. Jen.
Mega stat, Catalina.
Oopsie.
All right. So that's that. At the end of turn, or during the combat, the face leers down at you. And you hear a voice as if projected through a speaker rather than the voice box. And it says, "Sebastian, ah, delicious. Have you returned to me so I can meet my ministrations out on you again?" And you recognize the voice as the man who tormented you for 6 months.
Fuck.
Yeah, how does Seb respond to that? That's a trigger.
Hey, he asked for this attention.
Yeah. You said we're on our way to go see him.
We are, didn't I?
Didn't know it was this one.
Well, yeah, but...
Now we do. We have a name.
His name's not El Gordo.
It's his name to someone.
It's not. I'm Joseph Gordo, or El Gordo to some.
What? His name's not El Gordo?
Sebastian
El Gordo has a message for you. Is that his alias or... What's the guy?
Who knows? Find out by watching Reboot or listening to the podcast, available on all podcasting platforms.
So it's Joseph or El Gordo. He's like both. He's like, it's just like Joseph by day, El Gordo by night.
Maybe.
Cannibal.
Who knows?
Night.
Yeah.
Ended.
Maybe El Gordo is his jazz musician name. Like a...
Yeah.
Mexican right, jazz musician.
Back to the... Go on. Okay. Back to the tense moment.
Okay, I'm going to say across Seb's face, like a veritable array of emotions pass very quickly from like initial shock at like knowing who this is to fear and then anger and then steadfastness and arrogance. Well, shit. You're even uglier than when I last saw you.
Make a perception check.
Do I have a challenge level?
In the conditions, it's dark. And your eyes are new. 3. Still 3.
3.
As you say that and look him up and down, all these pieces start to fall into place and you realize that it's not Joseph. It was just his voice coming from the man.
Yes, I knew that.
Okay. Right. Okay. You weren't confused by that. I feel like people were confused by that.
No. We
were just like, that's his name. That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, cool. It was just the El Gordo. It was the El Gordo thing.
I just wanted to make that quite clear, just in case you thought it was actually
Well, you
him.
Did say speaker.
You said his palate and his skin is disgusting.
Yeah.
So I was calling him ugly.
And the dude, the surgeon, made like creature-y things.
It's 11:10 at night.
We're with you. It's no, it's fine.
I'm an old man.
Yeah. It was El Gordo that threw us off. All right.
Loving
I'm sorry, everyone.
I just want to classify that it's Joseph and not Jose.
It's Joseph.
Okay, Jose. Great. No worries. Because... Jose El Gordo.
If there's a Mexican Spanish tie in there, we're on to it. We've got clues. Yep. All right. We're just trying to cut the tension.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cut the tension, while what you get back behind the barricade?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still having my discussion with
the police officer nods at you, which will take place during and through combat. Okay. The police officer nods at you. Meanwhile, declarations. Seeing your newfound, I'm assuming you're just talking to the guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's currently distracted, so he won't fight this turn. That's a fairly effective action. But meanwhile, in your combat, the guy recognizes perhaps that you have got some bluster and courage back to you. So he is going to... he's going to attempt to just attack you. He's not going to declare anything. Just to fight.
I'm going to get in a fucking close combat if it's the last thing I do.
Okay.
Target attack. It very well might be.
It very well might be.
If four successes.
Two. Fucking two! Fucking two!
No, it wasn't a called shot. That was an attack.
Hmm?
Wasn't that an attack?
That was just an attack.
Yeah, so he's got a level two victory.
He's going to...
Wait, did he roll his endurance that time?
Oh, no, he didn't. So, hold on. Hold on a bloody ticker.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Are you kidding me? Did you get 4 out of 4?
4 out of 4. Yeah. And remember I said every turn it gets harder. Last turn it was 3, this turn it was 4. So, he got 4 out of 4. The dice want this to happen.
Guy
The guy... goes from swinging his machete. You're going rushing for close combat, right?
Yeah.
He pulls the oldest sword trick in the book and he just pulls back from a slash and points his sword forward as you're rushing and just stabs at you where previously he's been slashing wildly, stabs with the tip of the machete. And you only manage to arrest, or Pro only manages to arrest his momentum after the blade has sunk 2 inches into his belly. Just and pulled out, and you have taken a medium injury. Okay.
We can do this.
Faro just gets fucking beaten up every session. Eve, what are you doing?
I turned to Stephanie.
We didn't even do your declaration. We just fought over there.
That's fine. I can't really do anything for me. I turned to Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I say.
Lieutenant Miller. Yep.
We require assistance as loud as possible.
She points at the bollards right where you're standing and like draws an imaginary line across the ground with her index finger. And she says... I can't help pass this line.
But because I... Eve. But because I am over the line, I require assistance. My safety is from those people over there. Therefore, you are required to help me.
You're talking like someone with rights, drone.
I had gun.
Okay, you eye her gun.
Is it in her hand?
It's in her hand, yep. She's got a... She's actually holding it sort of... He's got a submachine gun just held at her waist in a sort of finger off trigger, but combat ready, but not aiming at anyone. I might remind you at this point that Sebastian has wheels... And actually no ability to stop you from physically moving him if you need to.
He didn't want me to. So
okay. Conversation time, Sebastian. Make a persuasion check, but your challenge level is going to be probably a 4.
No, I spent all my destiny.
While we're chatting, do you think you could, stop your puppet from poking holes in my friend?
That's not my puppet.
Oh, he's your man.
No. He's just one of the beautiful, he leans in close, lively folk of the slums taking advantage of an opportunity. What did you get?
3.
She's swayed but not convinced. Mostly because you're a drone. Do you have anything else? Is he your friend?
Yeah.
Perhaps you like watching him get pulled apart then, like the others? This time you'll be able to see, not just hear.
Who hurt you?
Make a destiny roll to see if he cares about that. 15 for you guys. He seems slightly taken aback. He's like, usually I do the hurting.
Yeah, but that's not what I asked. Come on, you're a smart man.
All right, top of the next round of combat.
Can I?
Pro, endurance check, consciousness check. You've taken 5 levels of injury.
In an attempt to try and sway her, I'm going to try to move the bollard. I know I can't because I've got minus strength, but I'm going to try.
Okay. I'm going to say challenge level 3.
Yeah, I can't even make it.
Okay.
My strength.
Shouldn't have spent on your test.
No, I literally, yeah.
Okay. So, endurance check for Jazza.
All right. Oh, my God.
Endurance check for the other guy, too. 2 successes.
1.
2 things happen. 2 people, one with a stab wound in their belly and the other one who's just stabbed them, simultaneously like lean into each other for another defiant strike, and they both like sway and stagger and tilt as if they're going to fall over, and then Pro collapses in a heap on the ground. The other guy kind of like any movie you might have seen where people are like suddenly affected by drugs or like a flashbang, he's more just starts like staggering and like listing left and right, and his sort of desire to continue stabbing you is completely gone as he's like looking at his hand like, what the fuck is going on, as this drug starts to completely take effect. And if I hadn't rolled perfect dice 2 turns in a row, this is what would have happened 2 turns ago. And he clearly starts to take the effect of combat, leaving an unconscious Pro and Sebastian face to face with this man. Your declaration is you're unconscious, Eve.
I run straight for Pro.
You run out towards Pro?
Yep.
Seb.
What are you doing here?
I had a message for you. Well, actually, I hijacked the messenger. No, Al Gordo has a message for you.
What is Al Gordo?
Is that all you wanted to say to me?
Well, no, but it just sounds so stupid I had to ask.
He doesn't seem to give a shit about you mocking Al Gordo. And the guy leans in and reaches to your hair and just grabs some of your hair and like rips it out. Just a few strands, nothing major, not even enough to leave a patch. And he just like puts it to his fingers, and the guy is just like, ah, pleasant memories. I can't wait to look after you again. But if that's all.
You. What did you do to me?
Oh, I challenged you into falling in love with me, and you got lost in my eyes.
Destiny. You have never seen a man not gay before. It's a very progressive 2090. But this guy just not gays really hard, and he's like, like he legitimately, with that destiny roll, seems to believe that you just seduced him because you're a bespoke and he's never encountered bespoke before. But it does seem that there are some faculties to this guy, even though his flesh seems dead.
So he shouldn't be doing an endurance check because he still was injected with drugs.
No, the other guy.
They both were.
Oh.
But we don't know the effect.
No.
Okay.
He shouldn't be.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Mate, we shared something special.
He seems very alarmed. Eve, you get to Pro.
Stabilize him.
Make a medicine check. five successes. Okay, you stabilize him as you start to staunch the bleeding in his stomach. This guy looking at you.
Is this guy out of it?
Yeah, he's staggered. He just collapses after a few staggered steps. The guy with the machete falling unconscious with the deliberate overdose of morphine. The guy standing in front of you who looks kind of panicked suddenly goes stoic again and doesn't react any further. And then lifts his bat as if he's going to hit you.
The things you told me. Those moments we shared.
You're really sticking to that line.
Perception check.
Please. Hit me again.
Don't.
Eve, you perceive this.
Mm-hmm. Can I react? Or? Mm-hmm.
He's going to smack Seb.
Good on him.
Who's on wheels.
And
has a pretty good line.
Can I grab the machete from the guy that's fallen?
Ah, he's feet away on the other side.
You're
of
getting
boxes.
So many fucking clues to wheel Seb 10 feet backwards. I can't scream it loud enough. I think at this point, we take the fucking bone that's been aggressively thrown at our faces.
I got a 4 on my perception check. I don't think it was worth anything, though.
A 4 on your perception check?
You were very aware you should be here with a...
That encounter suddenly, like, you have an understanding that what you just witnessed was like someone coming out of a coma. And then plunging back into it. You saw like a momentary fragment of a man who then just was like completely pulled away again. Like that, like waking from a dream momentarily and then returning to sleep. And that's effectively what you just saw happen. And you can tell that this body is now animated in much the same way as it was initially. And what you presume happened, because you're very intelligent, is
being recontrolled.
Basically, or one when... When Joseph took control and then severed that connection, it caused like a momentary like, bloop, yeah. Oh, you're, and then the systems already in the guy then took back over.
Yeah.
So he's back to being seemingly robotic.
Yeah.
What do you do, Eve?
Turn around, grab Seb, wheel him out. Boring, but okay.
Well, no, you don't have to. You're not going to be able to do that in one turn.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But I want to turn him around and... he can hit me.
Oh.
Because running backwards is slower than...
Let him hit me.
But no. He wouldn't do that.
I am basically unkillable.
He is going to grow back.
But Eve wouldn't do that.
Use him as a meat shield. It's all he's good for.
Eve wouldn't do that.
Okay, Eve, destiny roll. Low roll, you're too slow. Under 10, you're too slow. 12. Ugh. Make a defensive combat roll, flanked because you turned your back on him deliberately. So that means he gets 2 extra dice.
What? Unarmed?
Unarmed with no weapon. You're only chasing 2. I rolled 7 fails, so that's good. That's what we want. Eve gets protection.
Yeah, she gets that roll. What the fuck? Come on.
What is unarmed?
It's base 3 plus 1D6. Attributes, unless you're trained. Are you trained?
No. Neg 1.
Yes, okay,
neg
so 4 dice.
Yeah,
come on. No, he got plus 2. Cool. 1 success. What? You take a minor injury. You have 1 level of armor. Would you like to use it?
I sure do. Yes, I do.
So the bat smacks into your vest.
Ow.
And you grab him and you wheel him over there.
Yep. Great. Require assistance!
Fucking hell.
The man walks after you robotically. With his bat raised.
Yep.
And once he gets past the precipice, Lieutenant Miller takes 3 steps back and draws her firearm. And then she says, "Non-citizen, any acts of violence will be met with deadly force. We are in a crisis lockdown. Authority for deadly force has been issued." The man doesn't respond.
He's a meat puppet.
Do you keep wheeling?
Keep going.
Cool, cool. So the guy basically is faster than you. He is going to round on Seb and swing a hit at Seb.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he does that, Stephanie's going to open fire.
Yep.
So, right. Seb, can you make a defensive roll?
Fuck yeah. Base 3.
Cool. You only need 2 successes to dodge his.
Plus my combat skill, which is hand-to-hand, which is 3.
Are you serious?
Minus.
What did I need?
Minus a bunch because you're disarmed.
No, my combat roll, as we discussed it, is 3.
Okay.
Back in my secret character creation session.
That was including...
That was being disarmed.
Okay.
What was my challenge level?
It's fine. 2.
I got a 1.
You get smacked and take a minor injury from this bat. And as soon as you do, a rattle of gunshots pierces the bright yellow puffy jacket.
You spent 3 destiny points.
I didn't even get the jacket. If Eve could cry, she'd be crying.
You were warned, aggressively warned. So
yeah, I don't feel bad at all. Okay, so a bunch of rounds go through the dude's torso. Make a defensive roll again.
Bring it.
As he bludgeons you again.
What'd he get?
6 successes.
What? Do you go from...
He didn't take any damage. Like 5 rounds just pierced his body.
2.
So he got a level 4 victory. He's just going to knock you out. Just clonk.
Cool.
And Seb just drops unconscious.
Cool.
Lieutenant Miller raises her aim, lines up. There's another rap of gunfire that Eve witnesses. Sparks, metal flying, and this dude's head just becomes pulp and steel and iron and chunks of cybernetics blast out. And then he just drops. What the fuck? She says.
I agree.
Cyborg's getting out of control. How can you guys even afford the fusion out here? Fucking chrome dome. And then she walks over and empties like 3 more. Not to you, to him. Empties like 3 more rounds. And you know that she seems to be completely organic.
Wait. Leave the jacket. I take the jacket off.
The jacket is shredded.
I don't care. I take the jacket off.
Are you malfunctioning?
This is a sunk cost fallacy at play, people.
Yeah. Your weak arms can't even get it off. His corpse weight.
Give me his sleeve.
It's fucked, Jen. You can't have the ruined jacket. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to give it to
you.
You're
not allowed it.
To what?
No, it's here.
You're going to give it a present. It has like 16 bullet holes in it.
Put little anime patches on it.
You can't.
Hey, Zhang.
You just don't have enough patches.
Hey, Zhang. I got you. I dragged this cool jacket off a dead guy. Here's his corpse.
Probably thinks it's metal as fuck.
No. There's
tell you what.
There's light stylistic distressing, and then there's fucking pulp.
You rip the tag off, and you now know the exact product that this commercial jacket is. So if you want to buy one, you can just buy one.
Great. Thanks. I take the
I'd say that's a win, really.
That's a win.
Gesture to the body and turn to Stephanie and say, proceed.
Make a medicine check if you want to investigate this body.
Yeah, that'd be great. 3 successes.
3 successes is good. You duck down and investigate once Stephanie's finished shooting it and briefly doing first. She's now doing first aid on Seb. Mm-hmm. And you note immediately from the bullet holes that there is significant augmentation on this person. And from the shattered faceplate, you kind of peel it up a little bit and you realize that that faceplate that looked like a visor was like directly through his eyes and into his brain, like fully augmented and built into the front of this person. And from the state of his flesh, it looked like he was already dead or as close to dead as you could be. With basic functions running. So effectively like barely maintained pulse. So all of his surface skin and everything was just like nothing. Like his heart rate would have been like 30. Barely functioning.
Is that different to someone that's going through withdrawal from fusion?
And okay. You, this is your this is clearly
it's like a zombie.
Necro cybernetics. The same type that you witnessed, where he is using cybernetics to basically control a corpse.
How much of this dude actually, like, if I wanted to take it back to Uglies?
He's dead.
Yeah. Like, but can I just take, like, his arm?
He's
mashed
potato. No. He's
stop trying to salvage.
Like, he has, like, 19 bullet holes through his chest and his head.
I'm just looking for pieces to study, not, like, yeah. But if there's nothing left, that's fine.
You're not scientists. You're not going to be able to, like, put this in your research lab and slowly score percentage points towards unlocking its secrets.
Okay. I take a few photos on my phone.
Okay.
You're going to pick me up.
Am I conscious yet?
No, you're unconscious for hours.
Shrug it off with my endurance.
You're probably unconscious for minutes. Like shoot, 10 minutes.
Did she shoot the other guy?
No. What do you do, Eve?
I go grab you and bring you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Right. Pull you over.
She's filing a report now.
All right.
She's leaning against a wall, typing something on an iPad. Or like a equivalent iPad 7.
I turn to her and say, thank you for your assistance.
After 10 minutes or so, she just goes, after 10 minutes or so, you both wake up from your unconsciousnessness. Pro wakes up due to an injection of some light stimulants from Eve to snap you conscious a bit quicker.
Pro.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, God. You almost had him, Eve. It was close. You saw, right?
Yes. You definitely did.
Well, I look over and I see him on the ground. I loosened him for you. Fuck.
Does Seb have anything to say?
He stretches out. That tickled.
And reeling from their fresh injuries with a rather violent message from Joseph and El Gordo, whoever that could be, the gang has clearly been targeted upon their re-entry, which raises a few questions about the capabilities of the people that are tracking them, all their connections, and why they would be specifically targeted not once but twice now, with the soup kitchen being bombed as the first attack. And we'll leave them to ponder those questions over the following week when we return with the next episode of Reboot.
If we don't die.
Well, you didn't die.
Yay! Yet.
This is like my torture, getting to torture you guys every time we fight.
God, season two, we're going to last 9 episodes if we're lucky.
It's just dice. Like,
the
first encounter, I'm like, five successes out of six.
Can we actually just swap here?
Swap?
Like, okay. Go, I'm red now, you're purple.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, can we do a test roll? I'm really curious.
Okay. What are we doing?
So this is 4v5. I'll do 4. That's about, you know, you have the advantage.
Right.
Oh, I've got
3 successes.
This is an editor's note, by the way.
3 successes.
I accidentally triggered the editor's note when I meant to hit the Patreon scroll. All right, what'd you get?
3 successes.
I got 1! No, it's me!
Yeah, it's just you.
It's me! It's give me my fucking purple dice back.
All right.
Yuck. I am doomed. I am doomed.
Never felt but you more know what? Useless.
Destiny roll for is Jazz's character Pro going to live? A 20.
Oh wow, that's really nice.
You can do well.
Destiny 4, do we have wonderful patrons? Happy birthday, Donald Fox and Jackson. Congratulations on getting 1,000 followers.
Erasable.
Professor X.
Distinct Dev. Tickle Duck.
Miss B. Willis.
Yellatris. Yeah, I feel like we missed one.
No, I think we got them all.
No, we got them all. We got them all. We got them all! Oh, there's a bloody victory amidst an entire episode of depressing defeats. Thank you for tuning in.
You won the fight.
Oh,
you know what else?
Just rolled 2 20s.
But you know what's really important?
We just rolled 2 20s after the episode where we
also.
I also would like to.
to once again thank the sponsor of this video.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to thank those wicked ones. Grateful. Check their Kickstarter out. Really cool. Play as the bad guys in your favorite D&D style settings.
You'll probably win all the time if it's anything like our experience. Wait, maybe we're the bad guys.
Could be. We could be the very own wicked ones, you guys.
Maybe. I feel a little bit wicked. I might click that link in the description. Thank you all for joining us.
Well, I can
see our patrons in our after party and our Twitchers in our Twitch. Bye.
Bye.